Section 21, Progress Theme in 4 slides. Section 21, Lesson 163. An inherently empirical approach needs us to invest focus into examining the project's growing audit trail of results achieved. An empirical approach means asking, how did that last bit go? And so, what's the next bit of progress likely to look like? Recent history is the basis to project where we will end up. Key messages here are, 1. Convey status visually. Low tech and tactile is often best. 2. Assess progress at each level in a variety of ways to maintain visibility of the project's continuing business justification. An appropriate metric is features or products delivered or value enabled. 3. Prince has many information sets aimed at communicating status. In P2A, progress reports may mostly be replaced by agreement with the project manager and the project board to read what is posted to the display charts on the walls of the team's workspaces. 4. The response to status within the team will mostly be about flexing the 6 aspects, well, the 2 very flexible and the 2 slightly flexible aspects. Can you instantly recall what they are? Pause maybe? Welcome back maybe? Flex scope and quality? Maybe flex risk and benefits? Fix date of delivery and the amount spent on delivery, that is time and cost. Key message 5, assessing progress is usually very hard. The only 100% reliable assessment is the 100% complete, known in Agile as the definition of done, and known universally to earned value practitioners as well. Key message number 6, when you know progress, you take action. That's control. When action must be taken by a higher level of authority, that is escalation of an exception. And lastly, tools of agile progress monitoring and forecasting are burn down charts and those CFDs or cumulative flow diagrams. That's a lot for the coming 4 slides, and we'll also examine an exam question before we are done here. Section 21, Lesson 164. Assessing progress is meaningless if you don't have a yardstick to compare to. That is some form of plan. Sync. Progress statements are meaningless without a comparison to something because you can't tell what status means without a reference point. Once we have a reference point, the gap from reality tells me what to do with or about the information. Should I celebrate, cry, or continue as we are? At project plan level, the yardstick might be a Prince 2 product checklist, products and the dates the business wanted them by. This is exactly a dated product backlog, maybe reformatted as a Gantt timeline. At delivery level, the format is probably a Kanban cumulative flow diagram or a burn chart sync. A burn down chart's ideal line, by definition, expresses the expected cumulative delivery rate from tasks over the sprint's duration. It maps one-to-one to a Gantt chart's view. All useful status data is a comparison of what is achieved versus what was intended. Achievement is always in terms of delivery. Recall, a user story always states its value, so we can track value delivered this way. Interestingly, no technique I've heard of outside of Dimension 4 and Assured Outcome Delivery includes explicit in-project tracking of the value enabled. But that's an aside. Source for a blog post, perhaps. Sync. At the risk of adding confusion, there's a tool called Earned Value. It's a terribly badly named but fantastically useful tool for project tracking. Misnamed because it tracks the supplier's budgeted cost as baseline, which is not the customer's value. The key point, though, is to recognise that agile reporting and earned value are identical in intent, specification and conduct, only the vocabulary is different. The P2A manual explicitly advises using the 0-100% rule, that is, if it isn't finished, then no value is earned. Earned value gives a number of less draconian and quite workable rules for reliable status tracking, but as ever, these are, for further study, after the exam, so I'll leave them to our Earned Value course. The reference on the slide to the measurable news includes an elaborate mathematical proof of the equivalent of burn charts and EV sync. However we track status, it's only useful if it's shared and reacted to. Gains are capitalized on and losses compensated for by flexing the trade space. Status data is always best if it is simple and a direct result of work done rather than administrative overhead to collect or in some way derive. Good tracking is real time, matches gut feel but is objective and auditable, and quotably, it gives a sense of immediacy and is published whatever it shows. That's transparency. Ironically, bad results need the most exposure, not hiding, so we can ensure motivated, widespread action to correct. Section 21, Lesson 165. Leaving aside the mood of the team, SYNC, which is the most important project result, the only project result of importance is what is being delivered. To track empirically requires understanding velocity. The glossary defines velocity as a description of the rate of progress a team is making. So, for example, if a team is completing 20 user story points per week, then this is their velocity, and it can be used to empirically forecast their future rate of progress, assuming that the conditions remain the same. You may know it as SPI, or Schedule Performance Index. The two are mathematically equivalent, as the proof in the paper in the measurement times referenced in the last lesson proves. Emotionally, they may feel different. Their basis is different. A story point is a relative and unitless measure that gets translated to duration by empirically determining velocity. Think. A project is an investment, so it needs control. By this, we don't mean taking away empowerment from the teams, but we do mean knowing where we are and perhaps guiding the product owner or customer subject matter expert, CSME. As an aside, I've always found asking the question, how is it going, to be the wrong one. The right start is first asking, what do you need me to help with? And second, what is to go? These are better questions, and the best question is always, how are you? Care for the people. Servant leadership ideas again. Sync. Burn down charts are equally applicable for development team and project boards to assess status. I can't say there are many agile progress techniques, but what there is does work at all levels. The P2A manual explicitly recommends first setting stage boundaries and then positioning the releases and/or sprints within stages. Burn charts can now track at stage, project, release, and sprint level. Other useful reporting mechanisms exist, but P2A doesn't itemize them. As an aside, I have a progress tracking course on the agenda. Drop me a note if it's of particular interest and I may accelerate its production. Sync. A P2A project may present progress to the project board by inviting them to view the team's information radiator rather than be sent a highlight report A11. Status pull rather than data push. Ditto the project manager, who may collect checkpoint reports, A3, by reading team information radiators. Of course, all parties need to be happy to work this way. Both of these means of reporting would be recorded in the communications management strategy, A4, as created in the initiation stage and updated as part of managing a stage boundary. Section 21, Lesson 166. Planning is important because it creates shared understanding within the heads of the team. Plans are important so that we can compare current status to intention and use the shared understanding to agree what to do next. Sync. Two burn charts with perhaps some artistic embellishment. Hopefully a settled team has a more regular trend, that is, the lines are less wobbly. A burn chart starts on the left with 100% to do and ends on the right with 100% done. The horizontal axis is time. A burn up chart can reflect a situation where scope fluctuates by moving the 100% mark up or down. A burn-down chart can't reflect mid-sprint or mid-stage scope variation. If you have experience in engineering fields, you may very likely have previously encountered burn-downs as contingency accounting charts and burn-ups as earned value charts. Sync. A typical agile burn-down shows the ideal rate of progress as the team deliver 100% of the work in 100% of the time box's duration. The straight line on the burn-down chart representing the story points delivered by the team's ideal velocity. When the team is progressing slowly, the trace of actually completed features or products will be above the ideal rate, and when progressing faster than expected, the trace of actual is below the baseline rate. As shown, the burn-up chart lacks an expected or projected rate. At project, even if not at sprint level, it's typically S-shaped. In earned value, the projected is called variously the BCWS, or budgeted cost of work scheduled, or the planned cost or the planned value. And by convention would be drawn in blue. Our Earned Value Practitioner course is scheduled for release in 2016. While all this broader context is important for post-exam work that builds businesses, let's, for current purposes, come back onto the exam path. Sync. The plot line marked actual shows what has been completed. The graph is more reliable and meaningful when tasks are of approximately equal size. The vertical axis is story points or percentage complete. Section 21, Lesson 168. Information radiators, or BVCs, big visible charts, are the means to display the project's information. Sync. Information radiators are a mix of static items and dynamic ones. For example, registers such as team risk and records such as current backlog, defect logs, quality register, and Kanban columns, social news and events. They also include anything else the team chooses to display. Particularly useful might be the project vision statement, team charter or working agreements, and sprint goal. An information radiator should be visual rather than text where possible. Quotably, it's a push mechanism. Pull, we're told in 15.4.2.1, is when information is hidden and needs to be sought out. And quotably, an agile information radiator expresses good and bad information openly. Agile is transparent, remember. Presenting slanted or massaged information is, quote, gaming. Understandably, it is best if key information leaps off the board even at a distance. Useful tools are sticky notes in a variety of colours and self-adhesive marker dots, stars, etc. The quotable fitness for purpose test is, can someone who is walking past absorb the key headlines easily? Also, in front of the display is a good location to hold a daily stand-up. The stand-up will update the board from discussion, but should actually expect the board to already be mostly up to date. Where a team is dispersed, a board with a webcam that permanently displays the board is preferred to a SharePoint, Basecamp or similar piece of software. Quotably, attractive information radiators are an inspiring influence whose significance should be appreciated. A trace of look what we have achieved is a positive force for increasing team velocity. And your positive force is that you have now done 16 exam question analyses and have less than 35 lectures containing input left to go. Let's do our 17th exam analysis and finish this chapter. Section 21, Lesson 169, Exam Question Analysis. Pause, read, return. The STEM tells us we have a burn-down chart, so fixed scope sprint. Progress is slow, causing low priority work to be set aside. Sync. Pause, read, welcome back. Here are the chief examiner's rationales. I don't see any answer explaining why we are progressing slowly, but the STEM does state we are behind expectation. The stem actually tells us progress is stagnant, relatively flat. That's normally a big worry that the question here does not seem to acknowledge. However, answer A says velocity is below that needed to deliver everything. That is true, so A explains the stem's progress line above ideal line by Moscow's drop the shoulds and coulds. B, the burn chart is displayed so progress is visible to everyone, so also true, but so what? It isn't explaining the assertion that we should drop work as given in the stem. C, also true, and another so what? And D, also true. Of A to D, the only one that reflects any element of why is A. The others are just facts without sensitivity to progress, while A is related to the consequences of progress or lack of it. The stem asked for the best explanation of why the response is justified by the manual's recommended way of running projects, and A is the best of the answers. This is the end of Section 21's podcast on understanding status through tracking achievement. Next, Section 22 covers quality in three lessons that explain specifying variable levels of target, but always hitting the selected target level. We have a back-at-work skill builder case study and an exam question to analyse.